Okay, so welcome to our Soul Sync Festival, and we are going to hear an introduction by Preetaji about the benefits of Soul Sync and the best time of day to do the Soul Sync. And here we go. We are going to start.
Happy New Year. This year's Soul Sync Festival has begun. Now it is a time for collective lift of energy for manifestation. New Year means an awakening to the power of our consciousness to turn possibilities and potentials into actualities and realities. That is why New Year intention. Over the years, people from all nations of the world have experienced the power of intentions held in Soul Sync practice, especially during this period. They witnessed the intentions they held during the Soul Sync festival manifest as miracles and synchronicities throughout the year. Soul Sync Fest is like the sowing season. You sow the seeds of wholesome intention every day. Remember that during this season, you are joined together with a collective energy of millions who are sowing seeds of intention into the universal intelligence. And these seeds would sprout through the year and would bear fruit. These seeds of intention could be for something massive, but should ring true to your heart, or something small, but truly matters to you. You may hold the same intention each day. For such of you who are doing the Soul Sync for the first time, please understand, Soul Sync is infinitely more powerful than positive thinking and imagining. Because during the Soul Sync, you're moving your brain away from the chaotic neurological activity to that of greater coherence. You're moving your awareness from limited consciousness to limitless consciousness. And in this transformed brain and consciousness state, you are holding an intention which is then propelled out of thought barrier and manifests into reality.
So now we will play the Soul Sync meditation.
Let us Soul Sync for abundance to flow into your lives. Let it flow every day of this year. Let us begin now. Please be seated in a comfortable position. Allow your breath to relax. Take 8 conscious breaths. Count your breath with the touch of your thumbs and your fingers. Inhale and exhale slowly. For the next 8 cycles of breath, inhale. As you exhale, make a humming noise that vibrates your head. for the next 8 cycles of breath. Inhale and exhale, bringing attention to the pause that happens between every inhalation and exhalation. For the next 8 cycles of breath. Inhale. As you exhale, chant within yourself, Aham, or I am. I am the limitless consciousness. Bring a gentle touch between your thumb and your index finger on both your hands. See yourself becoming light, becoming one with the unitary field of consciousness. Everything around you becoming light. See and feel abundance flow into your life. Feel this abundance in the present moment. See yourself being abundant this entire year. Feel the joy. immerse your heart in the space of gratitude for this gift. Whenever you are ready, you may open your eyes.
Okay, so we were all together with our souls in sync. And I'm wondering if anyone wishes to share their experience. I had a pretty interesting experience because I've done this soul sync meditation quite often. And today I found that humming like a bee, as much as I love to hum like a bee, it wasn't so easy for me. I kept feeling something obstructing my bee sound. And the thought occurred to me, and it has occurred to me at other times too, that when that happens, I'm curious of whether it's because I'm not being a human being, I'm being a human doer. And I did do a lot today without being so much. I mean, I had my moments of just being and enjoying the blue sky and the sunshine and sharing moments with Jim and within this meditation. And yet, it was curious to me because generally I can hum very easily like a bee. Today, I found it kept getting snagged. So just something I'm observing, and I'll continue to observe to see if it holds any truth in that arena. So would anybody else care to share any experiences or?
Well, it was a great sense of peace for me.
Okay.
Just really peaceful. But I was trying to get the mechanism of it all going, and I was not sure I did my hands right and this and that. So it was interrupted a little bit. It was very, very wonderful and peaceful for me. I want to do it again and again and again.
Yeah. Well, that's the beauty of when we do it again and again, then this all comes, all the finger work comes easy, and we know what to expect and what's next. And if we do get off course, it's easy to get back on.
Well, I set an intention. I set an intention because that's what the soul seeks are about, is to set some sort of intention that you hope to do or accomplish throughout the day. And so I set an intention for wealth, but it wasn't just monetary. It was abundance in gardening this year and for the earth, and abundance in snow and rain for water. So I just kind of did a litany. I just went down a whole list of different things, and including a good year for money coming in. So that's what I experienced with most of those things, was just constantly, what did I want to set an intention on? And it was various things, the wealth of everything we have here, great creator has given us.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I'd like to do it again. I could do it, Asha, because something else.
And yes, we can hold that intention even throughout the day today, mm-hmm. the rest of the day, and then because we'll continue to do the soul sync meditation, we can hold an intention, the same intention, or keep adding new intentions specifically on the day and whatever collectively we are focusing on holding the intention for. So, okay.
I just was noticing when we first started, I was just thinking about some reports I'd seen last night and this morning about the war in Ukraine and just seeing the peace settling down on those people. And also just a couple of people that were interviewed, just the resolve that they have. And it makes me have more gratitude for us being here too.
Yes. But and that's a very beautiful intention, an intention for peace. And one of the days will be specifically for peace. And that is so big. It's peace within ourselves, so that emulates out into the world. So it's a very beautiful intention, Simeon.
Yeah,
we forgot to introduce all our guests today. So we have Julene Lasota with us and Janet Sharpless. And of course, myself, Marion, and then there's Jim. And then Simeon Irwin and Caroline Wood joined us today. So we're so happy to have a group of live meditators meditating together.
That's kind of nice if you're listening out there and you got a group of friends. It's kind of a nice thing to do with each other, to meditate, do a specific meditation and discuss it a little bit.
Wonderful.
Yeah, we all connect that way.
Mm-hmm. It's a valuable connection because we're not only connecting outerly, we're connecting inwardly. And Julene, you'll have to unmute if you would like to share something. You'll have to press your unmute because I muted everyone during the meditation.
I was thinking about that, what you said about your throat.
Uh-huh.
And one of the teachers online said that it was going to be 23 was going to be a year that was going to focus on the throat and the heart.
Oh, wow.
So it sounds like there's another opening for people to multiply and
truly
have the attention.
Beautiful.
That's a good intention.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. And so, yeah, the throat chakra is all about the spoken word. So that's another factor that I didn't take into consideration, you know, is maybe the universe showing me that there's something I need to change about the way that I speak. You know, there's always something to observe about ourselves.
Yeah, and it's universe, our power center, too.
Yes, so. Our power center.
But,
truly. Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure that the way that we speak is from the heart.
Yes, that's a good point.
So mm-hmm. It stands to reason that 2023 would be associated with both the heart and the throat. So something for all of us to look at within ourselves and one another. Hold the intention for us to be able to use that power center
in a loving way,
right, straight from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, unless anyone else has anything they'd like to add, I do have a song that I chose to feel our gratitude with, and it's actually a blessing. So our listeners are very familiar with this song. And here it comes. It's White Sun singing Long Time Sun. And she's singing it with an orchestra of children playing the instruments, violins, cellos. That's pretty much what I see is violins and cellos. And so here we go. Here's our blessing and our gratitude for this gift of the Soul Sing Festival. And there we have it. There was our gratitude for being able to do Soul Sing together. And I would just like to thank our listeners for joining us and for our group that met here together to meditate together. Thank each one of you. And we'll be back for more meditations. And more
thank you for still hope.
Yes. More meditations in order to reap the benefits of self-realization and our intentions coming into fruition.